So you're a cross-dresser, and you like to dress up as a female and attract men, huh? That's interesting. Do you know what it means to really be a woman? Do you know what you have to do to take it like a woman takes it? Do you know what it means when a man pushes you down on all fours and he wants to do you from behind? Do you know what's expected from you? I will tell you this, being a female with a man is a lot different than most guys think. First of all, you have to be really receptive. You have to be very willing. You have to be very flexible. Flexible enough to move your body in different positions, wherever your man wants you to move into. For example, if you're on the bed on all fours, and your man is doing you from behind, and he wants to turn you around and penetrate you while you're on your back, you have to be able to move quickly, because a man, when he's horny, he doesn't want to waste his time with you fumbling around on the bed. You need to move quickly in order to satisfy your man in the best way possible. Guys don't like to wait when they're super horny. So you have to be in good shape in order to have good sex with men. But also, sometimes a guy wants to stand you up and push you against the wall and slip it in you hard and fast. So you want to be able to take your position quickly, so your man doesn't have to wait that long. You have to be able to spread your legs and position yourself quickly. Guys really like that, and it turns them on. So it's good to have your exercise schedule to keep you in shape, if you want to be a woman that men really like to have sex with. But then there's also the idea of being willing and taking his penetration and taking it for several hours if needed. Some guys really like sex. They like to do it for a long time, and that means they'll be penetrating you for a long time, sometimes even for hours. I've had guys do me for over 4 or 5 hours before, with only small breaks in between. So you have to be able to take that as a woman, and I know that you cross-dressers have a different method down there, with anal sex. It has to be stretched out first, and it has to be able to take penetration, and you have to be relaxed to take a lot of penetration. I've had anal before, and quite honestly I can't take very much of it, but fortunately men usually satisfy themselves quickly when they're doing it that way with me. But the guy that you're with might want to do it for a lot longer. He might not come as quickly, and that's the last thing you want to do, is tell a guy to stop penetrating you when he's on his way to coming. So you have to be able to take it for at least an hour or two, and if you don't know how to take it for that long, you have to practice and practice. I would suggest practicing with a dildo that's equal in size to an average guy's penis. Being a woman requires a lot more than just looking pretty. You have to be able to take a man's advances in the right way. You have to be able to move quick and satisfy his deep urge to unload his mighty and beautiful juices inside of you. And there's a lot of things that go into that. You also have to smell good for him, have the right perfume, take care of your skin so it's nice and smooth, use a lot of lotion on your skin, that kind of thing. Men love smooth skin. They love rubbing their hard masculine hands all over a woman's smooth skin. It makes them feel like they're in control. Men love to feel like they're in control, and so smooth skin is really important. And so that brings up another point. Men like to grab your skin. Sometimes they grab you very hard. Sometimes they pull you and sometimes they throw you on the bed. Sometimes they put all their weight on you, especially when they're penetrating you. You might have a 250-pound man, with all of his weight on top of you penetrating you from behind. It's a wonderful feeling, I love it, but I'm very used to it too. If you're not used to having a 250-pound man penetrating you hard, and pushing all of his weight onto you for an hour or two, you might need to work yourself up to that. Now when a man is on top of me, I know how to relax all my muscles, so all of that weight of his is transferred through me. But if you get really rigid, and you tense your muscles, you could actually hurt yourself. Another important thing that men like when having sex with you is that they like to see a devotion in your eyes. They like eye contact. They like to feel that they possess you and own you. They like to feel that you are their property. And so you have to give them the right attitude. You have to show them that you're devoted to them. Look up to them with your eyes, and make sure that your eyes tell them that your whole body belongs to them in that moment. Make sure that you have a willing and yielding attitude with your man, because a man wants to be in control of his woman. A man gets off the most when he knows that the woman he's having sex with is completely subservient and completely opened up to him in every way possible. Men don't like resistance, not in bed at least. When a man is horny, he wants to get his rocks off, sometimes really quickly, other times he does it in his own time. It could be hours afterward. But the main point is that a man doesn't want to waste his time with you resisting him. A man wants to just take you right there, and take you the way he wants to take you, not the way you want to be taken. It's very important to understand this. A man wants to take you how he wants to take you, as forcefully as he wants to take you, and as quickly as he wants to take you. That means you as the woman never puts up a fight with him, unless he hurts you in a really bad way. But most of the time men don't want to hurt you, they just want to make love to you and satisfy themselves with you. And so you have to be very much able to be receptive to those demands in that moment when you're having sex with him. I've had guys grab me so hard before, grab my breasts, pull them, pinch them hardly, tug at them. Other times the focus on my butt, grab me really hard on a butt cheek and throw me down on the bed with violent force, and then followed up by jumping on top of me, and penetrating me so hard and so quickly. When that first happened to me I was a little scared. It's a lot of force for a tiny framed woman like me to take all at once. But after a while I got used to his force, and when he does that, when a man does that to me, I naturally just go limp with all of my limbs, my arms, and legs, my whole body goes limp, and I absorb myself into him. If you get tense when a man throws you on the bed and starts penetrating you, you might hurt yourself a little bit. So again, there's a lot of little details about being a woman, and you crossdressers have to understand this. A lot of crossdressers I've talked to, they're kind of novices when it comes to sex with men, and they learn this stuff the hard way. No pun intended. But the fact of the matter is that, the quicker you learn how to sexually please a man, and give him what he wants, the better it will be for you in the long run. Because if you love to have sex with men, and if you find that one man that rocks your world, that man that makes you feel so amazingly good after sex, you want to be able to keep him as your man. You want to be able to satisfy him so much that he keeps coming back for more, that he keeps coming back and wanting to make love to you again and again and again. So you have to be able to be ready for that one guy to come along, that one guy who can do you that well. I can honestly say, most guys I've slept with aren't all that great in bed. But there's a few that totally rock my world, and those are the guys that I usually want to start relationships with. The man that I'm with now is one of those guys. We had amazing sex the first time we had sex, and I've never wanted any other guy after him. Maybe I can introduce you to him sometime, and maybe you can watch us have sex sometime. You'll know more about what I'm talking about when you actually see us have sex, in the real. But those are just a few things that you need to learn, honey. If you want to be a female, you're going to have to know those things about men, and you're going to have to get good at them. You're going to have to be talented in your sexual efforts when a man wants to make love to you. I can teach you more about that later. Anyway, I have to go now. I'm getting horny, and my man gets home from work soon. I'm going to surprise him by wearing this cute teddy I bought at Victoria's Secrets the other day. talk to you later. Bye.